know that our brain operates at 1 exaflop, which is equivalent to a billion calculations per second, and most of it is used as a small portion of it. We guys have the capacity to succeed, learn faster, work smarter, and whatnot. Since our childhood, we've been taught three basic skills: reading, writing, and arithmetic, which aren't enough to get you to the place where you want to be. So scientists present you with the five dispositions which are needed in life to succeed and to get adapted to any kind of situations. So those are resourcefulness, remembering, resilience, reflectiveness, and responsiveness. Those are the five R's. So before that, I want to present you guys with the five principles of the brain. The first, the brain loves to explore and make sense of the world. Your axons and dendrites are constantly seeking to corroborate new networks to process and store what you have perceived, and tries to make sense of what it experiences. It continuously searches for new data, new experiences. It is very much determined like your axons and dendrites, but you need to give as many experiences as you can. The second, your brain likes to make connections. Axons and dendrites link to enhance the meaning and learning to flow from one neuron to another. It connects in such a way that even when it finds a gap, it fills in by itself. For example, you might have perceived half the information while communicating with a stranger. The rest of it, your brain makes up, which often lead to some misconceptions or gossips or whatever may be. The third, the brain thrives on patterns. Now the neurons establish connections with each other to make sense of the things, and hence patterns are established. Pattern making is the heart of your brain pulling system. For example, if you notice a tiger for the first time, your brain might think it is some other creature. So once your brain notices a harmful creature, it files up in your brain as dangerous animal. The fourth, your brain loves to imitate. The imitation of brain is sometimes called sitting next to needy, where your brain is trained just by observation. Most of it is acquired from your family members or from those who are close to you. The fifth, the brain does not perform well under stress. It's here that rapid decisions called fight or flight is taken. There is also a saying that not all stress are bad for you. Without challenges driving your brain, you simply wouldn't grow and evolve. And there's also a saying that brain and mind are same, and there's a confusion between brain and mind. But if you take your brain off your body, brain is not the same as mind. So brain less personality becomes mind. Have you utilized it? So I want to close this episode with these 10 tips for your healthy brain. First, keep your brain well hydrated, for it needs water for its electronic circuitry system. The second, take stretch breaks. It needs oxygenated blood, so just standing up releases 20% of it. Third, always give the bigger picture first. Your brain always tries to make connections, so giving it a bigger picture allows it to make sense of things. Fourth, avoid talking to people for long hours. This happens especially with your couples, just your friends, the thick friends. So guys, literally, your brain can absorb only 20% of the data. So the remaining, it all depends on how talented is the speaker. The fifth, use unique ways to give out information. The sixth, break big things into fragments so that your brain will find it easier to deal with things. The seventh, think about concentration spans. The eighth, use humor. Because when you laugh, your brain releases chemicals called endorphins that acts as relaxants. Ninth, don't create fear in others if you want them to perform well. Because under stress, your brain will try only to survive, and that will prevent them from performing well. The tenth, the most important thing, is sleep.